of us, very robust. But first, we have to know what did Baal Sulam write about our generation, about the development of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and how do we come to the realization of our role. So, as part of that, we're going to go over this short article, Messiah's Shofar.
Please.
The Shofar of the Messiah.
Mashiach, Messiah, means the force that pulls us, Moshech, pulls us from our egoistic desire into, in order to bestow an altruistic desire. From exile, we are disconnected from the Creator, to redemption, where we reveal Him. Just as we learned that the difference between Galut and Geulah, exile and redemption, is the letter Aleph, the champion of the world, the Creator, when He is revealed. So what is the Shofar of the Messiah? It's a call to this upper force that pulls us from the egoistic desire.
שאלה שלי, בקטע ראשון קראנו על רבי עקיבא.
Rav, in the first excerpt we read about Rabbi Akiva, maybe a general question, who is Rabbi Akiva, who is Bar Kokhba, and the Savoraim, and...
These are the Kabbalists that lived during those times after the destruction of the Second Temple. That's it. Rabbi Akiva was a teacher, the teacher of Rashbi, who wrote the Book of Zohar with the students. Rabbi Akiva is known, was a great teacher, a great erudite, and his name was mentioned in all the texts. And the Talmud, everywhere. He's the one who established for us the Torah. His Kabbalists were all great Kabbalists from whom the wisdom of Kabbalah came to us. So what he's writing for us is the main thing. And his main teachings was around his famous saying, love thy friend as yourself. And during the time of the destruction, he cried out, let's stop. Let's stop this destruction with love. But his 24,000 students could not overcome the ego between them and connect together, just like we can't do it for the time being. So he stopped. And when the temple was finally destroyed, he laughed. Why did he laugh? He said, well, now I know the complete redemption is ahead of us and the third temple. When will it come is not important, but only that is left for us. Exile could be a long exile, but at the end of it, we'll have connection between us and the revelation of the Creator in the complete way, permanently, eternally. This is called the third temple. And this is what they say about Rabbi Akiva. There are other things, many, but this is what we have. Can't hear.
Why is there fear to know that they have to work for their masters? Isn't it something supposed to be open to all?
Something twisted, corrupted could come from it. As we see today, how they turn the wisdom of Kabbalah into some new age. And people get confused. In everything you have a plus and a minus. So on the one hand, they deal with all sorts of holistic forms. On the other hand, thanks to these things, gradually we can scrutinize that they are empty, and then they come to the true wisdom of Kabbalah. So there's no bad without good, and there's no good without bad.
But
back then, they were afraid to reveal it openly to everyone, because people... Back then, the first and second century after the destruction, after the common era, they were in the process of starting to deal with religion and belief systems, because they started from the 4th, 5th century CE, that's Christianity, and Islam from the 7th century, and so forth. And they were afraid that they'll take deeper concepts from the wisdom of Kabbalah, more truthful, and it will make it difficult for people around the world to come to the true work in order to bestow.
וגם ככה התפתחו לנו, אתה רואה, יהדות ונצרות ואיסלאם.
As it were, we have Judaism, Christianity, and Islam that came.
Напишет Бааль Сулам здесь, что только у Раби Аба был дар.
Бааль Сулам writes here that only Rabbi Abba had the ability, the talent to describe through intimation, through concealment. And the reason for it was fear.
That's something else, meaning when you have to write books, Kabbalah books, in such a way that would not confuse people who are not ready to reach the revelation of the Creator. And yet those who are ready, according to their soul, who are ready to come to the revelation of the Creator, they'll be able to reach it through the text. That's a whole matter of the revelation of the secrets of Torah. You reveal them to those who are capable. Because in the soul of Adam HaRishon, there are parts that are capable and there are parts that are not capable yet. And the correction is that one carries the other. So we have to reveal it in such a way that people would come and according to the order of their soul would enter the wisdom and the revelation of godliness.
Qu'est-il advenu du groupe après le décès de Rabbi Akiva? Les disciples qui sont restés avaient-ils un niveau élevé?
What happened to the group of students of Rabbi Akiva after he passed away? Weren't there any who stayed in a higher degree?
No, they all fell from the spiritual degree to the corporeal degree. All 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, imagine. Yeah, the university, let's say. For Kabbalah. Everyone studied the internality, how to connect and reach the Creator. They were 24,000 strong and all wanted to reach the end of correction.
But
at that time, specifically because they were so connected, so drawn to it, they were shown the destruction. It was necessary for another destruction to take place, like the first destruction, the fall from the degree of Chochmah to the degree of Bina. During the time of Rabbi Akiva, it was a fall from the degree of Bina to the degree of Malchut. That was the final
fall.
And then they went into exile. The one we are now concluding.
Geula.
coming towards redemption. The light is shining and we're starting to rise in the connection between us to building a connection called the third temple.
Turki tu.
Dear Rav, a question from my time. How should we work to build a third temple in the 21st century as peace? And how will we tell this to others?
That's our whole work. I can say it briefly. It's through the connection between us when we build the foundation of the third temple. Beit HaMikdash. Beit means a kli. Mikdash is general bestowal. When we reach general connection and bestowal and love between us, around that, more and more circles will start to assemble around us from among the people of the world. And in this way, a kli called the third temple will be built. And that kli is coming to the light of Yechida. It will be the final correction.
Spain too.
You can go there and learn. The other thing is, if you're studying with someone, doesn't matter whom, me or someone else, you simply have to follow the teacher. Otherwise, you'll learn nothing, especially not internality.
Spain too.
A Rabbi Akiva y a sus alumnos para alcanzar la conexión con el Mesías.
If he can ask again, the beginning of the question was cut off.
Repeat, please.
Rab, ¿qué le hizo falta a Rabbi Akiva y a sus alumnos para alcanzar la conexión con el Mesías?
What did Rabbi Akiva and his students lack in order to achieve the connection with the Messiah?
They lacked the force of overcoming, like we do. And each and every moment we can attain the complete correction, the complete redemption, on the condition that we will make an effort, the required effort. And the required effort we are unable to do. They too could not do it. So over time, there is the mixing of the vessels of reception with the vessels of bestowal. And from that mixing, there is this, the ability to correct the bad by the good.
Ita 4.
Rab, io vedo in questo Rabbi Akiva qualcosa di straordinario.
I see in Rabbi Akiva something exceptional. He didn't know the alphabet until he was 42, and then he built a seminary, and all those students came, and only a few left. What does it mean spiritually?
First of all, Rabbi Akiva was not one of those Israelites who arrived from Babylon. He was from a different people. His father and mother, his parents, came from a small nation that used to dwell next to the people of Israel. They joined people of Israel, and Rabbi Akiva grew up, went to school, went to academia, became very wise. He had a strong desire, and came to be the wisest, the most venerated sage of all the people of Israel. Everything we know about the wisdom of Kabbalah, about the Torah, about spirituality, about the Creator, all went through him. It's an example for everyone. That's how we...
Oh.
No, there's no one to connect with. But okay. In what stage in the development of the general correction, Israel is always separated until the final correction. So when is there a connection?
We need to first connect between us to have the force of connection inside of us. It will be felt in us that the Creator will shine to us a little bit with His power, and then we'll be connected. That's the first thing. And then we'll be able to, with this power of connection, to shine to them a little bit and tell them, friends, you want to be connected? You understand that this is the purpose of creation, the purpose of the development of humanity. Let us connect above all the disturbances, above all the sects, above all the problems. That's what we need. And then they'll look at us and understand this is the goal and that this is the means. But just to come out like that, who are you? Who will talk to you? Who will listen to you? They're going through such egoistic states, such resistance, such conflict. No, today it's impossible. But time will come.
Perché tanto tempo fa c'era una paura generale del popolo di Israele nel parlare della saggezza della Kabbalah,
Rather long time ago there was great fear to talk about the wisdom of Kabbalah in the people of Israel and spread it to the nations of the world.
That's during the time of exile, but not before exile, not before the destruction of the Second Temple. Back then it was all open, because the people of Israel itself was on the spiritual level. And after the destruction of the Second Temple, everyone fell, and then it was forbidden to disclose it, even to the people of Israel. They concealed the wisdom of Kabbalah completely, because it had to be revealed to the people of Israel only according to its spiritual degree. Or the whole world advances to a state where it needs to be in revelation. And we are in a state where the whole world is coming closer to revelation. The time of the Messiah, as Baal Salam writes. That's why we are at the time of the Messiah, the last generation, and so on. Therefore, it's permitted to disclose the wisdom of Kabbalah, not during our time, but before the Ari, actually, from the 16th century, when this great Kabbalist, the Ari, lived. He wrote the book of the Tree of Life, Etz Chaim. He revealed the wisdom of Kabbalah, and from that point on, you can disclose it to everyone. That's how his student, Malchu, writes it in his introduction. And it's from the time of the Ari, people started to study the wisdom of Kabbalah here and there in Israel. And you had many study groups from that. And anyone who dealt with the wisdom of Kabbalah in practice and taught them was the Baal Shem Tov. He established the correct attitude to the wisdom of Kabbalah of today, and we are following him. We study according to the Kabbalah of the Ari, and our work in connection is according to the Kabbalah of the Baal Shem Tov. Both of them are leading us to correction. Baal Sulam used to belong to the Ari, and Rabash was more related to the Baal Shem Tov. They continued the work of these two great ones. That's why we take it in this way, the Kabbalah of the Ari and the work of the Baal Shem Tov, and we continue it further. So, of course, what we're doing is not accepted by the religious Judaism in any way, shape, or form. It's not at all what they're engaged in. Seemingly, according to his will or against his will.
He writes here, in my assessment, we are in a generation that's standing at the very threshold of redemption if we only know how to spread the wisdom in the masses.
That's what I'm asking. Let's connect. From...
We connect to open it up to all of humanity.
So this is my question. You say, let's connect and then open it.
What are you going to open up? Pages in the book. It's everywhere. What is the meaning of the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah? Where should it be revealed? You're going to open the book and going to look like a donkey looking into the water? Tell me.
So what are we doing today when we explain?
They explain exactly, and you have to give him an example for how to connect. The revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah is the revelation of the connection for everyone into one soul where the Creator is revealed.
And it's going to only happen through inner example.
You don't have the strength if you don't connect first. Who are you to come to them and talk to them?
And all kinds of actions, educational activities that are, when we activate them, not just explanation. Is that not considered, you don't hear me?
Our entire influence is very easy, very light.
Headline, second benefit. There is another reason for it. We have proof that there is a precondition for redemption. For all the nations of the world to acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land will be full of knowledge. As in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh, too, would acknowledge the true God and his laws, and would allow them to leave.
Since in Egypt, as they tell us, Pharaoh knew about the role of the people of Israel, and once he found out about it, he said, go out, leave. He even pushed them to go out. They didn't really want to leave. And the same is here. The nations of the world will come to find out what is the purpose of creation, the essence of creation. Everyone has to find out that there is no way out. We have to advance towards a connection between us. Otherwise, this connection will take place, but through terrible pressures and through the nations of the world. So the nations of the world will push Israel, like Pharaoh, towards connection, towards correction, and we'll all follow them. We'll all go together, rather. That's why we have to advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah. So even without this dissemination, that without it, if we don't do it, we will not come to correction. Is that clear? Just as without dissemination, we would come to Pharaoh, wouldn't be able to come out of Egypt. Similarly, without the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the nations of the world, which is something that has to be first, we can't come to the connection between us and to correction. That's why we keep the tens between us, only to find out the essence of connection, to feel it between us and immediately to disseminate to the nations of the world. And then they'll push us. This is the meaning of raising ourselves on their shoulders, and that's how we advance. Like it was in the prophecy of Isaiah.
Koteret Geula al yedei gilui hakabala leumot haolam.
Headline: Redemption through disclosing Kabbalah to the nations of the world. This is why it is written that each one from the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. It was not enough that they could leave by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world came by such a will and idea. Know that this is through dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law.
It's clear to us that without the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah among everyone, doesn't matter who or what, because we're coming to the complete redemption. We're all connected together, so to disseminate without any differences between everyone, only by that we'll be drawn in. Each one will ignite the other, and slowly and gradually we'll come closer and come out. Not that we are coming out, those who are aimed to the Creator. Rather, we are coming out because everyone else will pressure us to come out, because we're paving the road for everyone else.
Is it possible to cross the barrier by being pushed out of fear?
I wish. I truly hope that yes. Otherwise, if they won't pressure us, we won't be able to cross the barrier. You think you're drawn to connection, you're attracted to connect with the Creator. Where do you have that from? Only necessary things that will come to you will sting you from behind, then you will flee like from Egypt.
Again, dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah the world over. The dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, like the shofar whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread the world over, so even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
Shofar means the horn of the bull. That you blow back then, it was a rallying cry. It was a sign of attack. So the wisdom of the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah throughout the world over is called shofar. If it says blow a big shofar and so on, the meaning is disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah the world over to everyone, because it's time for the whole world to understand its purpose, because the world is suffering. It's starting to be connected and to suffer as a result. So accordingly, we need to hurry up and disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone.
Spain too.
Eso de que el faraón reconozca el verdadero Dios y sus leyes, ¿cómo se da en el grupo?
When Pharaoh knew the laws of Israel, and how does it relate to us? What's the connection?
We are all today as one. As one nation, because we're all intermingled, all those vessels from the soul of Adam Rishon, and Babylon is today the entire world. All of it is this Babylon. And we all have to advance towards the exodus from our ego. This is called the exodus from Egypt. Like it or not, doesn't matter. If we don't do it, various problems and troubles will begin to be revealed more and more. This pandemic is the first blow, only the first. And all of them will advance us towards the state where we say, we're done. We only want to rid ourselves of our ego because that is the source of our troubles. We have no choice but to come out of Pharaoh, of this ruler that is dominating us and making us hate one another, reject one another, and disturb us from connecting. And in this way, we'll come out of our problems and troubles, only in this way.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы говорите, что вот этот вот шофар это как призыв к атаке, и мы видим по жизни
Бабы. Yes, dear Rav, you say that this shofar is like a call out for an attack, and we see that from Baal Sulam that he disseminated his whole life to dissemination. We can also see from your life, we can say that you did dedicate your all to this attack. What can we learn from this example and also get into that kind of attack?
There's one thing. Importance. What's more important than what? Only one thing. What will you do? If there is something important, relative to which all else is unimportant. Let's say a person, God forbid, who is gravely ill. What is he thinking about? Being healthy. When he's healthy, he wants to live better and better and so on. So it depends how is he measuring his life relative to what? This pandemic and other blows that will follow, and they're already on the horizon. They're all here in order to teach us what's important in the world. If now we wish to advertise between us and to the whole world that the most important thing is the connection, although it doesn't seem like that, there are other important things. Why are they saying that connection is the most important? But if we talk about it, then it will become important to all of us. And then we'll attain the connection, and in it we'll attain the upper force, and we'll raise ourselves to a spiritual level, and then we'll get rid of the troubles. It could be either to attain the Creator or other good things, or to run away from problems and troubles. One of the two. Either forward to plus or from behind to minus. It's one of the two, but we need them. That's why we require a great dissemination around the world, that ahead of us are the good things and behind us the bad things, and both of them are working on us. So let's be drawn to the good thing. That's it. Otherwise, grave problems will reveal themselves.
Видели еще при Рабаше, несмотря на то, что он.
But this role of yours in dissemination, you also saw it with Rabash, even though he lived in a relatively closed society, and you immediately understood that this is the essence of your progress. So, how did it happen that you? How did you see or identify this urgency? How did Rabash relate to it?
Rabash talked to me about it. He prepared me for it. You know how many hours I would study with him in person? How many days, nights? Alone in the hospital, during our trips, driving for 4 hours to various places, hiking, talking. You know how much time it is every day? 4 hours. In addition to going out for 2 or 3 days to Tverya, Tiberias, say once every 2 weeks. Over 10 more years. You understand how much it gives. And we would talk about all those things specifically. I wasn't so interested in the study of Tensfjord, because why would I learn things that I did not attain? I need to get first the things that would bring me to attainment. Even if you don't know the study of Tensfjord, when you attain the connection and you'll begin to work in connection, you'll begin to discover in you all those forces that the study of Tensfjord is describing. Understand? The important thing for us now is more important connection.
Вся эта методика, которую мы распространяем, это методика, которая к вам перешла от раба.
Last question, say Rav, the method that we disseminate is the method that went from Rabash to you. No one spoke like that. Yeah.
No, he did. Rav Kook was speaking about it. Kabbalists were talking about it from the Ari, from the 16th century and onward. People were speaking about it and writing about it, and great books too, like Noam Elimelech wrote about it, and Degel Machane Ephraim, and Amud V'Shorash Avodah. And there are many books about it. There's a lot. But not in a concrete way, like Bala Sulam.
Ну да, и так откровенно, вот и то, что вот статьи Шамати, статьи о группе, вот которая.
Yeah, in this honest way, like in the writings of Shamati and the articles about the group, it's a treasure that appeared only with him, well, with you. So my question is, do you think you are now the horn that is the horn that should be disseminated now, connection through integral education or something like that?
In the morning lesson is the main part. I also in the evening, but in the evening not many people can connect. And from the lessons, it's also the tens, a daily work in our tens, and dissemination. That's it.
Распространение чего? Вот в какой основном? То есть это вот самое широкое распространение.
But disseminating what? The broadest dissemination to the masses? Is that what you mean when you're talking about being a horn for all the nations? Connection, integral education, or is it still the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Depends for who. That depends to who. Every layer of the people, layer of the world, has its own approach.
Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
A question from my tent. How are we going to explain this importance to present people? Because they are in different circumstances and give importance to different things.
Try. And if not, still, you'll wait a bit and soon states will come that they will want to hear, because they'll feel that there is no remedy for their state. There's no choice. Either we advance on the path of light, forward, connection, or by the suffering that will push us from behind, one of the two.
Tel Aviv 2.
Tel Aviv 2.
Thank
you, Rav. Continuing what you said to Rav, to Vlad, when we want to disseminate, we normally don't say that the power of connection comes from the Creator. And sometimes it feels like when we don't mention it, we could sound like other groups. Do you think that people can already hear that our force of connection comes from the Creator?
I think yes, but don't say Creator, say the general force dwelling in all of reality. And in this way, it's working on all of us and all of humanity, because that's the way it is. Who is the Creator? Creators come and see. That if you reveal Him, you see that there's such a force dwelling in the world. And this force wants to connect all parts of the world into one system, one mechanism. The force that organizes all these parts together in that one system is called Creator. That's it.
Eat the two.
Maybe again.
Again, disclosing the Kabbalah to all the nations is the precondition for the complete redemption. You must understand these intimations. This issue of the shofar is only the disclosure of the wisdom of the hidden in great masses. It is a necessary precondition that must be met prior to the complete redemption. And the books that have already been revealed through me in this wisdom will testify to it, that matters of the greatest importance have been spread out like a gown for all to see. This is a true testimony that we are already at the threshold of redemption, and the voice of the great shofar has already been heard, though in the distance, for it still sounds very softly.
He wants to say that before the great blowing of the shofar, before it, there's a silence, complete silence. And you feel that nothing in the world is changing, that this is how it's going to take place, and we can't make anything of this and of ourselves, but we're evil, and that's how we are, and we can't do anything with our life. That state, as he says, that before the great sound of the shofar, there's a silence. This is the time we're actually ending. That we have to understand that we have no ability to do anything on our own. What next?
Indeed, every greatness requires prior smallness. And there is no great voice if it is not preceded by a soft sound. And this is the way of the shofar. Its voice grows progressively. And who, better than I, knows that I am not at all worthy of being even a messenger and a scribe for disclosing such secrets, much less to understand them down to their roots. So why has the Creator done so to me? It is only because the generation is worthy of it, as it is the last generation which stands at the threshold of complete redemption. For this reason, it is worthy of beginning to hear the voice of the shofar of the Messiah, which is the revealing of the secrets, as has been explained.
Meaning, we are now on the seam between that silence and revelation. And it depends on us how we and how the whole world will go from that complete silence, from the concealment to revelation. And it all depends on our efforts, also in the connection between us, that we'll be able to be that pipeline, and also our dissemination, that we'll have some kind of desire, a movement from the nations of the world in order to connect to us. It's clear, right? Africa.
Toda Rav, you answered
a woman's question that unity is more important than dissemination. How can we strike the right balance between investing in our unity and being the Messiah horn for the world?
As much as you can invest in connection more, and as much as you can invest in dissemination, that's it. And not to calculate how much this or how much that, just do maximum. Maximum. In this and in that. If you calculate, you're already in an egoistic calculation. Eat the four.
Rav, noi sentiamo l'importanza di tutto questo giorno per giorno. Però la mia domanda.
We feel the importance day after day, but my question is, what more can we do?
Ma עוד אנחנו יכולים לעשות בצדנו?
What else can we add on our behalf?
כל מה שאפשר.
Everything possible. Everything we can. Also the desire and also the deeds. Disseminate in everything we can. We have one place, the internet, in all kinds of directions. And ourselves, we have to learn how all the articles of connection, of our role, of the correction, and as much as we can to implement it in the correction between us.
Good morning, Rav. Baal HaSulam mentions this soft silence. And I feel in our kli that there is a scream. Our heart is like, it's as if we're praying and asking to connect it, but we don't know how. So my question is, let's say we as a 10 have a given amount of time to do one of two things, either to disseminate on the internet or bring as many friends from among us to bring them to the morning lesson, which we know what it means. So,
I don't know. I also practically am not strong. But we have all kinds of systems. And that's what we do. In your group, PT5, I see one friend there. Right, Chanoch, that he is also in charge of this. Speak to him. Maybe he has some new ideas. I don't know, we have to think, but we all have to be concerned about it together. From all of us around the globe, being concerned about it, we'll get a new mind, a new feeling, and a new ability, new forces. It all depends as much as we disseminate this and go together to solve our problem. It all comes from above, then we'll get it. That's it. There'll be a solution to every problem. There is, we can't say that we can't. That is means that you're not realizing yourself correctly. Otherwise, we can't do anything. But if we make the right efforts, so from above we get the forces, knowledge, mind, physical forces, we get everything. What we're lacking. Meaning, if you say, I can't, it means that you're not in an action that awakens the Creator.
A virtuous people.
Yeah, meaning we need to be that same passage that has to connect between the Creator and all the people on the earth, all of humanity. That's our role, and that's what the Creator is yearning for. Because this conduit, that role is just to be the conduit. he got a desire from the Creator and is yearning for the Creator. For that reason, that's the role he has to realize and serve all the people on the earth who have no desire for it, but he has to give it to them from the Creator, all this awakening and the method and the revelation and the fulfillment. That is our work. So we need to be proud of it, that we are the Creator's servants, as we say, that we are helping the Creator reveal Himself in all of humanity. And that's why we are called the workers of the Creator, His servants. So let's do it. Rav, what qualities do we need to be in the state of Segula?
When you feel that the friends and from within them, the Creator, are standing next to you, and you can use that force to disseminate the method of connection and the Creator who is revealed in this to all the nations, to all of humanity.
So they will not part from Him.
This is our goal, to connect all created beings, the whole world, to the upper force. And then the Creator will be revealed in everyone and will fill everyone. And then we come to the end of correction, to the complete redemption, to an eternal and complete world. When there is nothing bad that will be able to be revealed, we don't know what it is, but we can push ourselves to it. This is why all kinds of problems and troubles are emerging, so that we will have the strength to be able to come out from the bad and somehow come to the good. It's hard for us to imagine the good because we don't know the spiritual world. The bad, the Creator helps us by revealing it. And the more we try to be in both, and the more we can picture the bad and the good things and greater mass of people, the more power we will have to push ourselves in the spiritual direction. This is why we need dissemination. So, as much as we can, we should picture, describe the bad that might be revealed. As much as we can, we should unite people together to run away from the bad and get to the good, and then we will get to it. Of course, if people with strangers, we can't talk about bringing contentment to the Creator because they're not willing to move toward connection for this purpose, but for their own egoistic nature. But when we get these deficiencies from them, we pass them through us, and then they get the right correction on their intention, and their egoistic intention becomes corrected in us, and therefore comes to the Creator in the right way.
Dear Rav, what he writes here about that lively force that comes down to the world, at what moment can we as a group or as a ten pass this on?
When you are connected among you in a ten, and you want to connect others to your ten in order to extend onwards, so you will be only a transition, so that the ten becomes a conduit. And then you arrange it. You are building the system. It's a different relation. If you're only taking into consideration your own ten, and you're concerned only with yourselves, that's one thing. That's also good. But it's not enough. if you have to be concerned with passing these things on from your 10 onwards, then it's a different consideration with regard to you from above. Then you're considered like a pipeline, a conduit. And a conduit isn't a 10 already anymore. A conduit is something that bestows upon others to the whole system of Adam HaRishon. So then you're already in the system. Even if you bestow a little bit to some part outside of the 10, you are already acting as a conduit, as a pipeline, as a part of Adam HaRishon, and not just as a self. Self. So it's a completely different calculation. You have to disseminate and advertise as much as you can.
Как, ну, в распространении понятно, то есть это действие, которое мы делаем, участвуем в каких-то.
Dissemination is clear. It's something we're doing, participating all kinds of projects. But how in the heart to build such a pipeline correctly?
Work and work more and more until the heart wants it. Do you know when the heart will want it? When you take the group and another group and start working with them and bringing them closer. This adopted group, when you begin to care about, to work with them, they become important to you. This is how we do it.
You mean other tens?
No. Connection with tens is something else. Connecting with different, with people outside of the wisdom of Kabbalah, outside of the tens. We need to connect within the ten. We need to connect between the tens. And we need to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah outside of our tens.
No. There's
connection between us, between the tents. That's also pipelines, but that's not what it's about. It's about disseminating expansively to all of humanity. This is called reaching the days of the Messiah. This is already the final correction.
Sin will be eradicated from the earth.
About disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone, and especially to the nations of the world, the method of correction, method of connection. For this, the whole world, the Orthodox world, the religious world, especially the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox, they're very mad at us, furious with us. This is why we have so many enemies among religious Jews. What can you do? It's a result of the exile, of the wisdom of Kabbalah being closed, shut out, and that they don't, and they therefore they don't know what the wisdom of Kabbalah says about it. And that was a complaint against Baal Shem Tov and Ramchal and many more people. This is why Baal Sulam writes about it, writes that even Maimonides suffered from it. But we have to understand that we have no choice. We have to bow our heads, tolerate this trash that they are throwing at us, and keep going. Three.
Rav, how people who don't have desire to be solved Creator will be solved Him at the end of correction, in which actions or intentions?
Tell me, let's say you're sick, God forbid, and there's only one doctor, but you don't like him. And God forbid, you're dangerously ill. Okay. Wouldn't you go to that doctor, who is the only one, or would you go? I'm asking you.
Yes.
Yes. זה מה שהם רוצים או לא רוצים, זה לא חשוב.
Yes. So the fact that they want it or don't want it makes no difference. We're only telling them that the Creator will push us through great suffering in that direction, toward that correction. If we want to wait until we get more and more blows, and that it means dying and living and dying again and living again, and something very, very bad, including another world nuclear war. If this is what they want, by all means, what can we do? But we are disseminating the information that you can come to it and be healthy and happy through correction, through agreement between us. Why do we need to cause ourselves such big troubles? That's it. So try to explain it to yourselves and to others that the upper force has two ways. The left side, the bad forces, and the right side, the good forces. Whether you want it or not, you choose. You choose how, with which, he will influence you. But if, according to his schedule, his plan, you today have to advance from state A to state B, and you're not advancing in by your own desire, then he pinches you somehow, and you will want to advance. It's very simple. This is how we have to see our situation, our fate. Let's try to advance in the good way, like a smart kid.
Hala, Niv.
Niv, go on. Go ahead.
Rav, can you explain in your words what it means, revelation of the Messiah? We also said that we start hearing the shofar.
It's a force, the method of correction and the force to attract, power to attract.
Can you explain how do you see it? What starts happening to people, to leaders?
If we ourselves are drawn toward connection and we want to draw the whole world toward connection, then we must add to it, we have to add the intention to bestow upon the Creator. But for the rest of the world, it's they don't need this intention. But if we do it this way, then it turns out that we connect the whole world, which this is called the Aviyut, thickness, Zeran Pin and Malchut, under our intention, which is in order to bestow the degree of Bina. By this, we prepare the whole common general Kli of Adam HaRishon for the correction that the light of Chokhmah will influence and connect and correct all the pieces. That's it.
So we are working with the intention to bestow or developing it.
We, Bnei Baruch, but the whole world only wants to connect in order to run away from the trouble. You can't demand of them intentions by doing what we recommend. With our supervision, then we will bring our connection with Chokhmah and Bina through us to Zohan, and then they will receive the abundance that will correct them as well to work in order to bestow.
That's the question. Towards us to pass the abundance means to be in the intention to bestow. What happens when the abundance goes to them? How do they feel it?
They will get the understanding and feeling for connection.
So will they have a development of the intention of bestowal?
Yes, but it'll come to them at once, as we read, and not gradually, as it is with us.
But the same attainments, the same intentions, only at once?
Yes, but according to their degree. You have an institute that invents some idea. Afterwards, it goes to a different institute where engineers work there, develop it. Afterwards, it goes down to technology, and from technology to the construction assembly line, and they begin to work, and they order the materials, and etc., until it becomes a product that was initially conceived in thought.
So from us working in intentions, they will know how to make new politics, new culture.
Everything will come down to them gradually, and they will know what to do, because that has to do with their work. What has to do with their work, they will know. But when they are connected to us, and we truly become together one mechanism, then they will also receive the understanding and feeling from us, and we will receive man from them, and they will receive mud from us, and then this whole mechanism, this whole common soul of Adam Rishon, will be as one unit, and everyone will discover the light of Yechida. This is called, and the Lord will be king over all the earth, all the desire, all the degrees of desire. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one, and the darkness will shine as light. Looking for the most convenient, comfortable way to live. That's it.
We see from all these excerpts we read that Avut comes along with the role. The Avut is for the conduit.
Yes, it's the action.
And somehow, Bala Sulam writes in a lot of places, and we feel like a separation, that there's a connection between us and dissemination to the world. Why is there that split there in perception, that there's connection in the ten and arrow towards the world, as if it's not one?
No, it's still correct, because first we have to connect among us, so we will have some common force, and then to disseminate out of this common force, to disseminate the purpose, and then with this common force, those to whom we disseminate, they will feel this participation. Before that, they won't feel it. If you're working on your own in dissemination, then you're disseminating, but to disseminate Avut, you have to have some sort of force of connection. Otherwise, it won't happen. Because you speak, but there's no power in your words. The power that's made of several forces.
And to attain that avut, it's without taking the purpose into account, what we're trying to attain.
You can't receive from them the chisaron, the deficiency, before you go out to them. And you can't go out with avut if you're not connected. So there is a certain procession here.
It's very confusing that sometimes we put more emphasis on this, sometimes on that.
This is how we learn. What can you do? It's how we learn.
But what's the key? What's the principle that you should settle this contradiction between connection in the ten and a conduit to the world?
Connection in the ten comes first. We've always learned it.
Can it be like as a first stage only towards connection in the ten, and that's it?
Only toward connection in the ten, as Rabash writes in his articles. He doesn't write that by connecting in the ten, you should already think about how you will disseminate it afterwards to the world. No. first connecting the 10. Start feeling that you have this issue of connecting. Afterwards, when you obtain connection, you can come out and disseminate. Otherwise, your power isn't spiritual power. Spirituality is connection.
And to our matter today, is it enough to think of the connection in the 10 or connection in the 10 in order to be a conduit?
Ideally, it's in order to disseminate it to the world, because we are already at the time of the Messiah.
So is this the right answer for today, or is it right for our days and onward?
From our days and onward.